Hello?
Hello. Mr. Wilson?
Yes, this is G. Wilson. How are you doing, Lorraine?
This is Lorraine Brucci.
All right, and so I just confirmed that to publish the book, we do require the ISBN number and the barcode. So please tell me, do you guys have the ISBN number?
ISV?
ISBN, International Standard Book Number.
No.
All right, then. You want us to take care of this, or are you going to do it yourself? Because this is a basic requirement to publish any book.
I don't know what that is.
We have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I'm saying it's the International Standard Book Number, which is required for the publishing of the book.
Where do you get it? How do you get a standard book number?
Just give me a minute.
I thought you could rent apartments for $500 a month.
All right, Lauren, so we have to, like, sign up for the ISBN number. We have to share the book with the ISBN providers, and then they're going to issue us an ISBN number.
Okay, ISBN?
Yes, ISBN, International Standard Book Number.
Okay, got it. How do we do this?
You have to go online. Just a minute, let me check. And if you want, we can also get this done for you, but there's going to be an additional cost.
How much?
It's going to be $3.99 for the ISBN, barcode, imprint, and the copyrights.
$399? Yep. Bill's asking, what was the $599 for?
Sorry?
Bill was asking, what was the $599 for?
That was for the publishing of the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, the formatting of the book and everything, paperback distribution and the ebook distribution. Now, this is amount is for the ebook, for the ISBN number for both of the versions of the book. Then we have barcode, copyrights, and the imprints. Because the thing is, we cannot publish any book without the ISBN number.
Oh, you ever heard that before?
No.
That's the first time we've heard that.
If you're having any confusion, so you can look it up for online or ask anyone, and then you can get back to me.
Okay, it's for a barcode, copyright, and what was the last thing?
ISBN number, barcode, copyright, mm-hmm. and imprints.
Imprints.
Yep.
Imprints. Would you please explain imprints?
Just a minute.
Okay.
So the imprint is going to be a page at the back of the title page, which contains every information like who wrote the book, who is the publisher, how you can contact them, where the book was printed, what's the ISBN. That is like a page that can that contains all this information.
Oh, okay. Yes, for all those things, the barcode, the copyright, and the imprint. Now, they'll do it for you for $399. Do you want to do it yourself?
No, I cannot do it.
Okay. Please hold on a moment.
Sure, take your time.
Do it, please.
Sorry?
Please get the ISBN number.
All right. So just give me a minute. Let me ask the team, the finance team, if they have the card number on file. Or else I will be required the card number.
Alrighty.
All right, just give me a minute here. All right, Lorraine, you there?
Yes.
So we don't have the card on file. Can you please tell me the card details?
I have to get them from Bill.
Sure.
He cannot download the email that you sent him.
The email with
person?
The book cover?
It bounces them to Teamwork.
Should I just send a new email over the email, not on the Teamwork?
You want a new access to teamwork?
Yeah.
He's asking for a new access to teamwork.
You don't have to get a new access. Let's just check your email address. Gmail, I have. I'm sorry, just a minute. So it's brute1943@aol.com. That's your email, right?
Correct. That
Perfect.
Is correct.
Please check your email. I have shared the updated book cover with you over the email. Kindly have a look.
Okay. And he says it has to be a personal email. He can't get into the teamwork.
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't sent the email on teamwork. It's an email on the email address. So please check your inbox or your spam box.
No.
The download fails.
On the email as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then me and the email work. And then he has a personal email.
He's asking you if you have a personal email account.
My email address is steve.wilson@penguinbookwriters.com.
Can you give that email?
He says attach.
I have attached the book cover once again over the email. Can you please check your email?
He says attach it to Steve Wilson?
Yeah.
He says attach it to Steve Wilson email account.
I have sent you an email from my personal email address, which is steve.wilson@penguinbookwriters.com. Mm-hmm. I've sent you an email twice.
Okay.
So please check the inbox.
Okay, he
or
got the second
inbox.
He got the one you just sent.
Right, are you able to see it now?
Can you see it, Bill?
Yeah.
It's downloading.
Perfect. Lauren, while he is looking for the book cover, can you please provide
we
the
got it.
Cover? All right, perfect. So is it good to go? Or are there any changes required?
Just a moment. That a number 9? Steve, he wrote a number down for me to read to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm giving him the Discover card number. Okay. Steve, this is a Discover card number for the $399.
All right, please go ahead.
6011 4994 5928 7890.
Duration
627.
CVV code
070.
Name on the card.
William.
Did you use your middle initial?
No.
William Brucci.
All right. And the billing address?
4970.
Mm-hmm.
Star Street. Newton
North
Falls.
Street.
Ohio. 44444.
Can you please repeat the address? It's 4970.
Correct.
And then?
Star Street. S-T-A-R-R.
Star Street. All right. Just a minute. 4970 Star Street, Newton Falls, Ohio, 44444.
Yes.
Perfect. Just give me a minute here. All right. I will be sharing the details with the finance team, and once the card is charged, I will call back you. I will share the receipt, pay the receipt with you, and we'll give you a call back and let you know.
The cover is okay.
All right. Perfect. So we are good to go. Once the card is charged, I'll let you know, and then we will move towards the publishing.
Is that all right, Bill?
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.